Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Courtney from LA, and we're missing Mary. But like I said last week, guys, we've got a good guest. She's the best guest. Mostly, I have to say that because she gave birth to me. It's Dee from HB. Welcome back, Mom.
Thanks, Courtney. Glad to be back.
Are you excited? Now, last time we had you on, we were talking Beverly Hills. We've now gone through an entire season of Beverly Hills, and we've got you for the finale.
I know it. Thanks.
Are you ready to give your opinions?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, not yet.
Okay.
Because there was some news that happened this week. And look, a lot of it happened, and you're not going to know anything about what I'm talking about. So I'm going to save most of it for Mary when she returns. But there's a few things that we can't not mention. And I know that you're really excited about this. It's palpable on her face right now, because when I tell you Summer House returns tonight.
Ooh.
Summer House is, do you know what Summer House is?
I know what Summer House is.
Okay. And then we've got the spinoff of Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, was announced this week that it's returning March 24th. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. She's really excited. She's thinking she might jump in. Let's talk a little bit, because what do you know about Scandoval?
Oh, I know it's horrible. Bad.
Okay.
I'm disappointed.
Okay. So that season has started airing. We're about four episodes in, and Sandoval is still not really taking accountability for what's going on. But on top of that, he was in the New York Times Magazine this week on the cover, and he... I'm trying to word this correctly because it's so inappropriate and so wrong what he did. But he basically was saying that Scandoval was kind of equivalent and compared his situation to the O.J. Simpson trial and George Floyd. And I think I'm not making excuses for him. I think what he was trying to say was something along the lines of it being in the zeitgeist. But it was like the Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton analogy was right there for him.
Yeah, that
it's like so inappropriate. Everybody's up in arms, as they should be, because it's so ridiculous. And then he decided to post an Instagram story to get, you know, people off. Mind you, an Instagram story is 24 hours. These things disappear right after you post them within a day. It should have at least been a feed post, but that's neither here nor there. But his apology went as, my intentions behind the comments I made in New York Times Magazine were to explain the level of national media attention my affair received. The comparison was inappropriate and ignorant. I'm incredibly sorry and embarrassed. Now, we also found out in this article that his PR manager is a 23-year-old who watched Vanderpump Rules in middle school. And was surprised to find out that he's still living with Ariana as they figure out the sale of their house.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow is correct. Wow is correct. So that's just kind of where it is with the Scandoval of it all. This was a good episode. People are still really not liking this season. I think the fact that it's 4 months out from Scandoval, we obviously want to, you know, discuss what's going on. But a lot of the cast, there's still a lot of hatred and a lot of like fresh feelings going on that people aren't necessarily loving it.
Yeah, a lot of hurt.
Yeah. And I think rightfully so. And I think what bothers me is it's continually bashing on Ariana, who was the wronged party here.
Yeah.
If you don't want to film with your ex-boyfriend, can you imagine breaking up with a boyfriend and then being like, okay, now you need to go film your reality TV show with him and be put in situations that you don't ever want to see him again?
Exactly. But in one respect, obviously she wants to be on TV and she wants to do it, but... Yeah, that's really difficult.
Boundaries.
Very difficult.
Boundaries.
Very difficult.
Okay, now you might know this person. We've got a Brandi Glanville situation. So Brandi Glanville is suing Bravo. And as you know, Brandi was involved. She's got her own kind of little lawsuit right now that's happening with the Caroline Manzo side of things, with Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip in Morocco. Now, this is now the cherry on top that we will never see this season. Never. But the story goes that she's threatening to sue Bravo. And she basically said Brandi Glanville is putting Bravo's parent company and others on notice that she's prepared to take them to court over this whole girls trip drama she's been roped into, and lays out her grievances in no uncertain terms in a letter that her attorneys just fired off. So basically, this is all over TMZ. She's alleging that Andy has sent her a racy video, basically accusing that Andy Cohen was inebriated and accusing him of sexual harassment, which is inviting her to watch him have sex with another Bravo star. Now, Andy has now responded that the video showed Kate Chastain, who's another cast member from Below Deck, and I very clearly joking to Brandi. It was absolutely meant in jest, and Brandy's response clearly communicated she was in on the joke. That said, it was totally inappropriate, and I apologize. Hot takes.
Well, Andy's wrong, and Brandy's actually going to use this, too, to help her with her lawsuit. Like, if they're going to sue her, she's going to, like, say, wait a minute, like, This is
the behavior in the office,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is encouraged participation, encouraged behavior. So I'm not a fan of Brandi per se, but in this case, I understand where she's coming from. Yeah.
It feels like there's things that are brewing, like, behind the scenes in general. It's like with this lawsuit that's happening here, the Bethany Frankel reality reckoning. There's been all these, like, kind of rumors about James Kennedy from Vanderpump and, like, abuse allegations. And it feels like, do you feel that there could be a time where, like, Bravo is up?
Well, yeah, everything has a place and a time. Yeah, at some point.
And does Brandy, do you think, so you think Brandy has a case here. Do you think that this is like, she's now at this point is drawing.
I don't know that she has a case. I think she has a defense.
Okay.
You know, you sue me. Let's bring up everything. This is what the playground looks like. Of a sudden you're pulling me out and saying I'm a bad actor. When in reality, this is what you
this
guys
is the
encourage.
Norm. Yeah. 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 And, you know, after Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip 2, where they went to Dorinda's house in the Berkshires, they had a hired butler where Brandy kind of ripped off his shirt and he felt that he was like sexually harassed there. And they still brought her back for another season.
Yeah.
So it's like, where do you draw the line? I do think she has some sort of backing here. I don't know that a lawsuit would go through on her end because of what's going on, but she's now drawn the line in the sand. She will not have a relationship with Bravo any further.
Well, that might be because they won't have a relationship with her.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, this, yeah. But this is the nail in the coffin, to put it bluntly, right? Like,
yeah.
At this point, it's like, you're not coming back. You're not having any other seasons. There's nothing going on. And I almost feel like she's like, play the tapes, roll footage, let the court of public opinion make the decision if I was doing what I did to Caroline or not.
Oh, of course. That's always been her line. Like, well, I'm just telling the truth.
Yeah.
Like, if it's the truth, you can speak it. And, you know.
Kyle Richards once said, Brandy never lies.
Yeah.
Brandy never lies. We'll get to Kyle. Okay. And then finally, we had the Miami finale this the same day as the Beverly Hills finale. I will say this one was the stronger finale for me. If you guys are not watching Real Housewives of Miami, you need to. That's including you, Mom.
Okay. I watch it sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
When with you.
Oh, okay. It's like, when are you watching?
Myself.
When are you watching it? Okay, so basically we find out, and it ends with this of what else matters. Gertie is cancer-free. She had such a powerful episode this episode. She's telling us how she had to go into chemo the next day. We watch her shave her head.
Aww.
Her husband's there to help her, Russell, who is the absolute best. And you guys, I'm not saying he has to win March Madness. But if he is not a quarter to semi to finalist, I will be upset. I will be upset at all of you since you are the ones voting. But that man is a gem.
Aww.
And not only that, after Larsa Pippen, and you know who Larsa Pippen is, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So Larsa Pippen is dating Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, who played with Scottie Pippen, her ex-husband.
That's just wrong.
That's weird. Is that weird?
That's just something wrong with that scenario.
What? In what fashion?
In every.
But at this point, too, he doesn't approve of the relationship. And she still hasn't. They keep saying, like, she hasn't met him. And I'm like, has she not met him in the relationship? Because there's no way she's never met him, considering her husband was his teammate.
Oh, my God.
But maybe he hasn't met this version of her.
What's the age difference between her and her boyfriend?
I believe it's like 17 years.
Well, it's under 20.
I mean, he was a child, I think, when, you know, that's besides the point. Anyways, Larsa sucks. That's the point being. But he even, at one point, she's yelling at him. She's saying, Gertie's sick. I'm sick, too. Like, she's like, go take care of your health, Gertie. Saying things like this, which is so inappropriate. And Gertie's so strong. And her husband, Russell, at one point, just looks at Larsa and says, like, enough is enough. And is like, be respectful. And we always say, don't let the husbands get involved. Right? Don't let the husbands get involved. It never works out for them. This is the first time I think a husband has been involved in such a respectful manner that you were like, yes, take her down, Russell. Take her down. And also, I do want to say, because I posted it in our Instagram stories, as I was watching the finale, I noticed, like, at the Cuban finale party, or at Adriana's performance, that Alexia had like this big bruise on her face, and I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, what is going on? Is this a cosmetic procedure? Like, what is happening? She finally did comment on her Instagram that it was from like a threads procedure where they put like threads in your face to do like a mini facelift, and she just had really bad bruising. But I'm wondering if you couldn't tell in person and if the lighting was what
that brought it out,
made it a little bit more intense. But I was. It
but
was
you think
something.
They have makeup for that.
She had makeup on. That's the crazy part.
That's weird.
She had makeup on. Let me ask you a few things before we get into the Beverly Hills of it all.
Yes.
What other shows are you watching these days? You started watching One Day.
Oh, yeah.
On Hulu.
I did watch One Day on Hulu.
Thoughts? Did you finish it?
No, I didn't binge it all.
Okay.
I liked it, but I remember the movie and I remember the ending. And so I'm like, oh, do I want to see this through and see that kind of ending? Although it probably wouldn't be, they want to renew it, I'm sure.
No. I've heard that it has a similar end.
Oh, no. I'm not watching anymore. You just ruined it for me and all your listeners.
If you've seen, it's a remake of the movie. That is a remake of the book. It's based on a book.
Oh, then I'm done. I'm totally done.
Okay, well, that was a good one then. And you checked out Feud.
I did, yeah.
Nah.
No, I did like it. I didn't. I think I saw two of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I didn't love it. I didn't get back. Or I've been busy. One of the two.
She was busy because we were supposed to. I did ask her in advance if we could do this on a Wednesday night. And she said, yeah, no problem. And then she goes, sorry, I have pickleball league. I can't do it on Wednesdays, which is why we're doing it tonight. But you know what? Stay active.
Thank you.
Are you enjoying pickleball?
I'm enjoying pickleball.
Okay, great. Any other shows? Any other Sister Wives commentary? Mary's got a new boyfriend.
That's exciting. Yeah.
I'm excited for her. But it also feels like there might be trouble in paradise, too.
In her paradise?
Perhaps.
Why?
I don't know. I heard that there might be trouble. Like, we haven't seen a lot of the boyfriend since she hard launched him.
Oh.
What?
I think that the whole Sister Wives thing is there really aren't any Sister Wives.
No.
It's all gone.
There's just one.
They didn't renew that, did they?
Did you watch Christine's Wedding?
I did.
Okay, what did you, I want to know what your opinions are on that, because we never actually really connected on this. I just said, oh, the episodes are on, and this was a couple months ago.
Well, on the positive side, it was beautiful to see her whole family get together, and everyone was so happy, and she was just beyond happiness. Like, she's never had a wedding like this, and she has one guy, and that one man loves her.
And her mom got to come to this one?
Her mom got to come to it. Her father was there. Her father, I guess he has some health issues, but he was able to kind of give her away.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was all lovely. At the reception, I think she went a little overboard, like with the, I don't know.
She's a little too lewd for you.
A little. What? What the heck?
This sister wife is going wild.
Yeah, in front of her family. I thought, oh, she might have maybe went overboard. But I think it was her way of saying, this is my man. I am so happy. Like, no one's going to take him away from me. And he's all mine.
And I think she's also, like, living this life that she never knew she could have. And so she's almost reverted a little bit back to, like, what her youth was taken away from her. Not taken away, but as soon as she married Cody at, what, like, age 20, she was, like, popping baby after baby and then was, like, the primary caretaker for all the children. Like, she's kind of got this, like, this is my turn now to do what I want.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
put the attention on me.
Yeah. I see that. It's exciting.
Because the story, they're also like, they kind of tell us about the story of how they met too, but everyone seems to have a different story. It was a matchmaker. It was online. It was like his daughter. It was like all these things, McKelty of it all. It's like, we don't have to be shady with the story unless we feel like there's some weird overlap, which there probably might be.
Maybe.
But you know.
I don't care.
Go, Christine.
Yeah.
I want Janelle to find love.
I like Janelle.
I do too.
That would be fun.
I do too. And you know what? I hope Robin and Cody are actually happy together. Like, I hope that together they are living a life that they wanted, because this feels like this was kind of the end goal for Cody in general. So I hope that I hope they have their happy ending on Coyote Pass with no water, no electricity, and they live in those U-Hauls.
Oh, but you know what? I think Janelle wants that.
I know.
I think she still loves Cody.
Oh.
I do.
Okay. Like, in like a romance kind of thing, or like in like a friendship? I feel like they were always kind of friendship wise.
Whatever they had, I think they still have in her mind. She just knows that she doesn't like his behavior, and she knows that Robin's first, and she's not going to put up with that. But I think that, you know, she still has a deep affection for him.
And I think she's also put a lot of finances into Coyote Pass, into like she still wants that land. She's like, I paid for that.
Oh, yeah. She was well, I think what she's so upset about is she, of all of them, was extremely bright,
mm-hmm,
and knew her finances and was on top of everything. And she's like, how could I let this happen?
Yeah.
Like, I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing. Like, actually, in the otherwise made out better than me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Christine really made out the best. I mean, Mary had kind of set herself up during the whole thing because for about 15 years, she was already basically separated without officially being separated, you know. But I think Christine really made out the best. And I think there's still time for Janelle.
Look at what the house Robin lives in, though.
Well, and who paid for that?
Yeah. The family paid for all these homes. And I was like, and Janelle always worked outside the house. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Janelle probably didn't get as much as she should have gotten.
I agree. I would love a spinoff of Christine and Janelle.
That'd be fun.
Like, I don't really, the only thing I would want to see is if Cody is imploding, because that's like so funny to me. He's like, it's like a knife to the kidney.
You're not going to like this, but at one point, I did think that he was a neat guy, and there's still probably, he might come around, because at mm-hmm. the last reunion, he was recognizing his careless behavior. So I don't know that he's like this horrible, horrible man. I think he just went down a bad road.
I'd agree with you. I mean, I think when the show started, like, he was the king of the castle. The kids were little and looked up to him. And then I think as they grew up, and he really kind of loves these kids at this, I mean, he always put the attention on the little ones, right? And so it's like, they still think he's like this great guy. And as they grew up and he gave more attention to the younger ones.
Well, it's just easier to give attention to the younger ones, right? Because you're more in control. I think he just didn't know how to relate to his adult boys.
Yeah.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
And then he didn't have any help with his wives because they were getting pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't encouraging anything. And he kept making wrong choices after wrong choices. And you know what? The pandemic hurt him.
Yep. I agree. So everyone has hopefully some innately good pieces of who they are, unless your name is Tom Sandoval or Larsa Pippen. Anything else, or should we take a quick break?
Quick break.
All right.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream. Obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their Restorative Night Cream and their TBT Cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, let's take a quick break. Or we just took a quick break. Sorry about that. We are back. I want to jump into Beverly Hills. So we've had a season now. I want you to kind of give me your opinion of what's going on over this season. So overall thoughts on the season?
You know, I watched the season and I was actually surprised it was the finale already because I didn't think that much happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't really my favorite season.
17 episodes. That's it. Usually I feel like they get 24.
Yeah, but even at 17, did anything really happen? Like, I started going back and it's like, huh. Let me think about each one of those storylines. Nothing was really that exciting.
Okay, well, let's go through like the overall storylines. Then we had Garcelle.
Garcelle, yeah. What was her storyline? That she's a bad mom? And it really showed she was a bad mom. Like,
I don't think so. You thought she was a bad mom? I don't think she has a bad mom. I think she's just navigating life with twins, you know, who she had to figure out what it was. I don't think she's bad. I think that she was just dealing with teenage twin boys.
I agree. I was being facetious when I said that. But one of her twins clearly has an issue.
Yeah.
Something probably happened that he's just not letting go. And they kept bringing that up on air. And I'm sure she wanted to soften it a little.
Shut the hell up, Jane. So she's like, okay, we've taken it too far. I said, give a surface of your feelings. Let's not go that deep.
I mean, she had a movie. She made a movie. That was great.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because I do just remember Kyle wearing the hat to the screening.
Oh, yeah. Who wears a hat there, but not to the horse farm.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, let's talk about Crystal.
Crystal, I like Crystal. She's so cute. She seems to have such a nice husband. And
I'm a Rob stan till the end.
Yeah. So you have to like Crystal, but her storyline was about her brother, who we really never got to like know that well to have an opinion one way or the other, or care one way or the other, whether he went back home or not. Like,
yeah, well, I agree. And then it's like when they keep like kind of peppering in these scenes as like flashbacks, or like at the end when we're getting the update of what's going on and they flash back to the scene of her with Rob and her brother and mom. And I'm like, why aren't we seeing that scene? Like, we don't develop Crystal enough as a character. And she actually has one of the most fascinating lives outside of this show. Between her and Sutton are true, like, quote unquote, socialites within the Beverly Hills scene.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely has a lot of money, and they have a lot of friends, and she does a lot of different things. Yeah, we should be seeing more of that.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, let's talk Anna Marie.
What do you want to talk about? I don't think they did her justice, because they introduce her. We don't get to know her that well. And then she goes through that whole thing of what her profession is, whether she's a doctor or a nurse. She pisses off
everyone.
Everyone, specifically Crystal, which why would she even do that in the first place? And what does she care and about Sutton?
Yeah.
Unless she was brought in to be like the meanie to take
the
over
rumor
Lisa's.
Is, the unsubstantiated rumor is Kyle kind of brought her in to do Kyle's dirty work. And then it's like something happened in Kyle's life where she's like, I forgot about that. And I'm also not going to back you up.
Yeah. The only thing that I did like about her was the beautiful party she threw.
Yeah. You'd mentioned, you're like, why aren't we getting like, that was one of the best parties from the season.
Yeah. And we think the spread was phenomenal. Like, what
but tell me
did.
What you said about the diamonds part.
Oh, like, well, first of all, her house and her food was amazing.
Yeah.
But the diamonds thing, they had multi-million-dollar diamonds. And they were, I'm like, people are going to come to her home and not have a relationship with this jeweler and buy multi-million-dollar diamonds? Like, who does that?
Yeah.
Like,
rich people?
Well, rich people, yeah. Yeah.
No, but even in tonight's episode or last night's episode, right, we see Sutton at a jeweler that she has a relationship with where she spends $68,000 on a sapphire earring.
Like, usually you get to know the person and, you know, you want to feel comfortable there. You got to come back. You have to understand the design work. And here's just on a spread, like they're selling like Mary Kay or I was like, oh, my God.
Herbalife.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the Beverly Hills version of a Tupperware party. Just with diamonds.
I'm dying to know what they sold there.
Great question. Because I'll tell you who didn't buy anything. Let's talk to Erica.
Erica definitely didn't buy anything. Erica looks great this season.
It's hormones.
It's whatever it is. I don't care. She looks fabulous. She came back. She looks fabulous. Her wardrobe, I thought, was exceptional all season. I mean, it fits her and her personality.
Did she feel like – I felt this season for her felt lighter. And, like, now granted, you know, there's The Housewife and the Hustler Part 2 that's on Hulu that we should probably sit and watch. Maybe we should have done this for our research, but we didn't. But that kind of – she actually meets with some of the victims, and it doesn't shine her in a good light.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But if you look at her within the vicinity of just being on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she was enjoyable this season.
Yeah. She took a back seat, for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she was pretty good.
Now, she has a spinoff that's coming of Bet It All on Blonde. You're like – you keep, like, laughing because you're like, what? I can't figure out this Vegas show. When was this Vegas show shot? Like, how is it? Like, there's only like $7 ticket. You're going to Vegas. And you go, I could spend $7. And I'm like, she's not there right now. I think the mistake for Erica, though, and I've said this, is they should have done the Vegas show now and not after last season, because she was on the down with the audience. And that's why tickets were $1, $7, whatever. I think after this season, if she'd gone to Vegas now, she would have sold out.
I'm wondering how she really got to Vegas. I mean, why her in Vegas? She's not a big enough star. She was out for 4 years. And even 4 years ago, how big was she? She had one record that.
Yeah. Expensive to Be Me.
Yeah.
And it's ironic when she sings it now.
Yeah. But anyway, she looks great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
go back to talking about poor people. Tell me more about Dorit and her storyline this season.
I'm kidding. She's not poor.
Maybe. I don't know. What's going on with Dorit?
What is going on with Dorit? I think she probably has a really good storyline that they didn't want us to hear. Like, it seems like she might be trying to step up on her marriage, hold PK accountable.
I mean, her ending where she's like talking about like, I don't know if we'll like make it through, and like PK being in. Now, I would like to know if this was the time where PK was filming his reality show in London and that's why he was gone for 39 days. But like they're trying to force it as if there's some storyline there. If anyone could corroborate this, please let me know. I don't know when.
But why would they want to force a negative? Why wouldn't they just say, hey, I'm in London. I've got this big project going on. I miss you.
Yeah, it doesn't shine him in a good light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't know, like, for 39 days. Maybe they met in New York. Maybe
true.
I think there's so much missing.
It does feel like, you know how they, like, joke where they put, like, on the glass, like, a Vaseline to make everybody, like, look. Like, it just feels like there's something that we're missing in all these storylines, which we can go into Kyle of it all, too. Like, Kyle's storyline this season was obviously, is she with Mo? Which Mo are we talking about? Is it Mauricio, Morgan Wade? Like, who is Kyle with? Are they divorcing? Are they separating? What's going on?
Yeah, they do a lot of doublespeak.
Yeah.
Like, they're
we're not
in,
broken, we're bent. That's what you said.
Yeah. It's like, that's not good. Like, they're in the house living as a family, thinking that they want to keep their family with the kids and everybody together. But no one knows, and she's being filmed in this guest room.
Yeah, that's this is what I said. Like, at one point, she's filmed in the guest room, and we find out at one point, just like within the tabloids and everything, that they're sleeping in separate rooms. So leads me to believe when we see her filming in the guest room, she's already living in there, and like the daughters don't know, and they just think like mom wants to sleep in the guest room. Like,
yeah,
it felt very put upon.
And she's very sad.
And she, you know, this whole her whole trajectory on Beverly Hills has always been be open, be honest, tell the truth. And it feels very much like this season we got a lot of unknown. Mm-hmm. And it didn't feel like, now look, I'm not saying she has to share these things with her life and while they're figuring it out. Like, these reality stars do deserve like a modicum of privacy. But it's also like hypocritical when you request this of all these other people that are on your cast, but not from you.
I just think it's strange. It kind of follows Will Smith, that they've been separated.
Oh, we find out after the slap. Yes.
That they've been separated for 6 years, but they're trying to figure it out. Like, oh, okay. Take another 20 on that one.
Let us know when you figured it out.
Yeah, but then she was kind of going along that same lines. Like, we're trying to figure it out. Well, okay, but you're dating others. I understand you're staying in the same house for the children. You know, I know that her daughter, when her youngest is, what, 15?
And the other two also live there.
Yes, but they're older.
Right, but I think like, okay, I can understand wanting to live under the same roof because three of your kids live there. If somebody moves out, you're not going to see that kid every single day, right? Or something
right.
like that. I understand that, but I'm also like, there's just a lot of secrets.
I know.
A lot of secrets.
Well, really, you know, if you compare it to the old days of Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. you kind of thought you had the whole story.
Yeah.
Like, they were sharing everything. This season, almost everybody, you feel like, God, they're not
This
is like a TV show. Like,
but I would actually disagree.
Scripted.
I think the final castmate we haven't talked about is Sutton. I actually think Sutton shared a lot with us this season. And I think that she is the queen of Beverly Hills and has taken the crown from Kyle after this season. But I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on her and her trajectory.
I loved Sutton.
Me
I think
too.
She's real. I think she's very just natural. She's mm-hmm. naturally pretty. She has naturally pretty smile. She has her southern manner.
I think she's like a perfect mix too of like vulnerable, delusional, relatable, and completely unrelatable.
Yeah. Yeah. And she realizes it too. Like,
yes. Yeah. And she's self-aware in that way. And I think that that makes a really good housewife. And I think she's brought back in Beverly Hills, at least, what we started watching these shows for, which was this opulence and like aspirational lifestyles that like I'll never live. And I will, though, if anybody wants me to and wants to Erica Jane back me. Okay, like, I'm happy to do that. But I think she's like the perfect quintessential housewife.
Wait a minute, Erica Jane back you? No.
Like, I mean, like, a rich man decides to finance my life and somehow I get a Vegas residency. I don't know what I would do at the residency because I can neither sing, dance, nor act.
True.
So that would be tough, but I would take the money is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You might not like that.
No.
What
make
if
the,
I
make
what
the
if,
money yourself?
What if I take you with I'll take you with me, okay?
No.
I'll buy want, you no, diamond earrings.
I don't look at how Erica Jane ended up. No.
Yeah, don't. But now she's on her second life.
Poor.
Okay. All right. Note to self. Don't have your mom on the pod when you're talking about ways to fund money and not in an independent route. I'd love, speaking of independence. So like that was also like part of Sutton's thing, right? Like I'm now independent. I'd love to hear what you think about her relationship with Christian and like why we're hearing so much about this now. Is it, you know, Mary's theory is that they were kind of still together with being divorced. They lived on the same street, or like, were they just good co-parents? Did they have the good relationship? Like they still have their kids. Like what's your take on their relationship?
I think they had what they created as a new family together. Yeah. I don't know how far that relationship went. I don't know if they were still dating each other or, you know, dropping over each other's houses all the time, but there was a security there for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think like that's what you saw. Mm-hmm. Throughout this season, she didn't directly mention it sometimes, but I think she was really upset that he's leaving.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I felt bad. It's like I think it's like it's a second divorce for her.
Yeah, I was going to say it's almost like they got divorced, but they were still kind of together. And what that together meant could be anything, right? But they still lived on the same street. And now when he's like gone, she's really is starting over. Because like they got divorced 6 or 7 years ago, and it seems to really be affecting and hitting her right now.
Yeah.
Because he's leaving. And you even said, you had mentioned too, you're like the dating storyline was kind of silly, kind of put there for the show, right? Because you thought she always had Christian.
Yeah, exactly.
And so now it's like, now she really is starting over with the new man in her life. Santos the horse.
Good for her.
And again, the delusion and like crazy money of being like, I got drunk and wanted to buy a horse because my manicurist had a horse. Like, I would love that for me. Like, I would love to wake up and see withdrawn $40,000 out of my bank account. I'm like, oh my God, did I buy a horse again?
Hey, that's less expensive than our earrings.
That is so true. It is so true. Okay, so based on that, what are your thoughts with how this season ends? Like, who should return? Who should be fired? Maybe demoted? Friend of? Give me your take with the current cast right now.
I will say I'm not so sure that Dorit has had a good storyline. I mean, her PTSD?
PTSD.
PTSD.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she has it. I'm not suggesting she doesn't have it. But
is it enough for a story?
Yeah. I mean, last year was a robbery and that. And then mm-hmm. this year it's that. And then it's kind of ruining her marriage some.
Right.
So I don't know. And then she's not, doesn't appear to be in good relationships with Kyle. Yeah. So she's got the kiss of Kyle goodbye. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she'll return.
I think it's Dorit's last season too.
Really?
I do, personally. She just didn't give me nothing.
Yeah.
And if Kyle, who's your best friend, like, unless you're going to go against her next season and like it's going to be kind of a Kyle takedown, there's no use. It's like, what happened to that Capri room at the Buca di Beppo?
Oh,
where
that's
is
right.
that?
That's
it's
right.
like, what are we doing here? Where's Beverly Beach? What's happening? Nothing is the answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Anna Marie?
I don't know if they'll give her a second season or not. I don't know that she did anything this season. She just pissed everyone off. I don't think she really positioned herself to get fans.
Mm-hmm.
So
a one and done, perhaps.
Maybe.
I honestly have to say she really didn't bother me this episode, maybe because there wasn't any of her really. I think she had a total screen time of 42 seconds. I know that people will go crazy. I wouldn't mind. In general, I actually really like this cast and think it's a good cast. And I could see like Dorit being demoted. I could see them getting rid of Anna Marie. I'm really worried about Crystal. I think Crystal is so captivating. I do not want her to go. What are your thoughts?
I don't think they'll get rid of her, but she's not dynamic is a problem. You know who they should bring back?
Yes, tell me.
Camille.
Okay, Camille was at the party.
Yeah,
party.
And she's always at the party. She's always like shows up somewhere, and then she always does something like
I know, right?
You know, I'm like,
oh, she shows up and she's like, oh, LVP had bad breath. And then like walks away. And then she's like, yeah, Denise, you suck or something. Like she says something like, wait, what? Camille?
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if they're going to bring her back. I don't know that she wants to come back.
What about Kim or Kathy?
That would be great too. I can't wait to see Kathy at the reunion to see what happens there.
Why is she coming to the reunion?
I don't know. Maybe just to say that. An apology.
And Andy
again?
Calls her the grand dame of Beverly Hills, which I think is an insult to every single person sitting on that couch, considering they're all full time and she's only been a friend of.
I know.
I'm like, you're saying that in front of Kyle, who's literally been Queen Bee for 14 seasons. And I know you know that ate Kyle up inside. Are there anybody outside of Camille, like anybody previous or like even anybody within like the Hollywood world that you would want to see like as a housewife?
Oh, gosh.
Like, Crystal's friends with Sarah Michelle Gellar, and I would love to see Sarah Michelle Gellar. Like, I would love to see kind of, like, a former actress come back on. Like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, I think, would be, like, so fun. She's married to Freddie Prinze Jr. Like, she's good friends with Crystal. Like, I think if Crystal had allies that were brought on to the show, that she would have more shown in a way. Like, I feel like they...
Well, you bring in... And you'd also be bringing in a younger group.
Right, yeah.
And maybe you need to do that, because how many years has this been on now?
14.
So, yeah, these ladies...
13, season 13, sorry.
These ladies are 13 years older.
Yeah.
So they started off in their late 30s?
Hey, do we see a Kyle? And Kyle might have been just 40.
Is she 53 now?
She's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Right around there.
Okay. So I love this. I wanted to walk you through their reunion looks, too. So they did reunions. I'm going to show you some photos here. So we've got Garcelle. And now Garcelle is wearing a long-sleeved, sequined... long, like kind of like gold and brown sequins.
Just good here.
This to me is, I feel like we've seen her in this kind of look.
I like it though.
Okay, so let's swipe to the next. We've got Erica, and this is also a very Erica
That's
look.
That's very Erica.
She loves a high pony.
Yeah,
she's worn those multiple times to reunions, and she does this kind of dress. Also feels very similar.
Yeah, shoulders.
She's got the shoulder pads. It's, I believe, a sequined kind of like cheetah print almost.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got Dorit.
I don't get this.
Dorit is cosplaying for me. A Handmaid's Tale as the commander's wife dressing as a handmaid at one of the galas where they make fun of them. You guys, I've seen one season of the show. I actually have no idea if that's a depiction or not, but that's where I went. It's not my fave.
She has style, but
she does have a style. Uh-huh, yeah. That's true. Okay, we've got Crystal, who's kind of just plain.
Yeah, I'm not
a low V, like three-quarter length green dress. It feels very Crystal, but not like exciting.
No.
But she always does look good, but I don't think it's like...
From this picture, I'm not excited about it.
Yeah. Okay. Then we've got Kyle. I think the color is really nice on her. People have said this makes her look very elfish.
Because, well, the green. Yeah. It's actually not bad. I mean, she's covered up. I can't even believe Kyle's that covered up because she doesn't like to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we've got Sutton. Sutton's wearing like kind of a blue velvet dress that halters into like a flower.
I think it's cute. Sutton's cute. I like her.
And then Anna Marie. Now, Anna Marie, people pointed out that Charisse from Potomac actually wore this to the last reunion. The
same dress.
That's a different franchise. But I think she actually looks one of the best, to be honest. Her. And then you've got Kathy.
Yeah.
She's mother of the bride. But I'm so curious why Kathy. I think, truthfully, Anna Marie is one of my favorite looks. What I don't love about what Beverly Hills does is they never dress in cohesion. Like, a lot of these housewife franchises will go for a theme. And, like, just like last week, Miami, who again had their finale, they're all going kind of this, like, Day of the Dead look. Like, gorgeous. Like, there's black. There's roses. Everybody is connected and in theme.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks so much better. This is kind of like everyone's picking out a cocktail dress style and we're going out for a night or day, depending on which housewife you choose.
But they all want to be their individual person.
Okay. Last two questions before we take another quick break. Will you watch Erica's new show?
Yes, I'll check it out.
Okay.
Yes.
It's only two episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll definitely watch it.
And the final one. This is going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And I want you to think about
question,
it.
Tough question, huh?
It's also a yes or no.
All right, hit me.
Do you think Kyle's with Morgan Wade currently? Dating, not physically in the same area.
You know, I don't know. I want to say, Oh, I can't answer that in a yes or no. Sorry for being an attorney. I blew it. I know it's supposed to be short. You know what?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I think I'd be curious to see what happened. Obviously, Kyle's in a lot of pain, which I think is sad. Mm-hmm. We watched that snippet of
Mauricio's new show by Beverly Hills. Yes. You need to go back and watch the first season of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it kind of outlines that
they can date other people.
No, but the fact though he served it up to his daughters, like, you know, this is your mom's doing.
Yeah.
So,
and she said on Watch What Happens Live that she was kind of blindsided by that. Like, I didn't encourage him to do that.
But I think she laid the law saying, I've had it.
Yeah.
And he might have said, like, you know, well, wait a minute. Like
what are the ground rules kind of thing?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, no, I think she's saying whatever happened to me, it does sound like it's perhaps funny. He's cheated on her and she's had it. I do think that. I know you don't. I
don't know what it is. I think there could be a few things that we'll like, and we could talk about like what those conspiracy things are. But there, I do know that there was a lawsuit against the agency, and there was implied fraud, and it happened to get settled out of court. And so my theory is potentially like, was something happening? Because when they're in Spain, and she very much Teresa'd us and said, Mo signs everything. I don't know what he's doing. I let him deal with all the finances. Like, the culpability is over here because he manages our money. If she was setting herself up to be like, I'm not a part of this, and something bad happened within the fraud. And I'm wondering too, if PK is somehow worked into that, because why is she so overdue unless she's just kicking shallow people out of her life? But there is, she does say there was something she couldn't move past and her trust was broken. And I don't know if the cheating would take it that far, because there's been so many rumors for so many years.
Yeah, but she could have found out that he had one person for so many years.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking, that she found something out.
Like he has a second family.
Well, maybe not that extreme,
but
something like that. And that he was probably saying, oh, I'll end it, or let's move on. And
she means nothing.
And she's like, can't get over it. That's what came to me, is like, that.
Like, one night stands, whatever. That's no emotion. Like, she was pissed off about an emotional affair, maybe, and not necessarily a physical one.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah.
Alleged.
Anyway, that's what my thought is. And if she's with Morgan or whoever, I hope she finds happiness.
I agree. And I think you're right. Like, it doesn't really matter if she's with her or not. Like, she doesn't have to tell us, but I do think she baits us to ask these questions when she brings Morgan to Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, exactly.
Or she's, you know, Morgan wipes her Instagram because she's going to do a tour and all the pictures of Kyle are gone, but then Kyle shows up at a place. You know, it's like,
yeah.
The relationship, the way that they've handled their relationship, whether it's friendship or more, has led viewers, onlookers, fans, followers, whoever, to ask questions.
True. And they like that. I think they're enjoying it too.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a quick little break, and then we'll come back and talk this week's episode.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Okay, so this week's episode is called Soirees and Separation. The White Party was filmed on May 20th, 2023. The article was leaked, or the leak, whatever the article was announcing the separation, in People Magazine was July 3rd, 2023. So I just want to put that timeline out there of where we are within this episode. Tell me your thoughts on the White Party.
Well,
tell me your thoughts on this with the White Party. One, it being planned by Kevin Lee, and the amount of times that Kyle brought LVP up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like,
put it to bed.
Put it to bed. It's like LVP hasn't been on the show for how long? And look at the party that Kevin Lee threw. So you know she has taste. But then to be like, oh, why did he put Kyle down on? Oh my God, that's such an LVP thing to do. It's like, Kyle.
I know. That's horrible. And Kyle can't change those tiles.
She's like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. It's like, oh yeah, I'm sure your assistant didn't say, oh, just do it.
So getting back to the timeline.
Yeah.
So obviously she put Kyle there because she wanted everyone to know this was her party.
It wasn't a Umansky party.
No.
It was a Kyle Richards party.
Right. Which I don't believe that that was always the case in the White Party. It wasn't a family.
Yeah, well, she keeps saying, oh, it's about family, but it says my name.
Exactly.
And she purposely got ready with just the girls at SoFi. You know, a producer had to tell Mauricio, Kyle's arriving with an entrance. Like, I feel like usually it would have been, Mo would have gone up to the suite, grabbed the girls, they all would have come down.
Right.
Like, there's definitely signs of the independence. Her in front of the camera being like, Santiago said that he thought we were throwing the party in a parking lot. And it's like, maybe Mo didn't want to give the full secrets of what was happening. Like, but her doing it in front of a camera, like, I think there's moments within this season that Kyle is like deliberately trying to make Mo look bad. Like, you bring up the hand holding from last week.
Oh, yeah.
When they're like acting this scene of therapy and Mo's holding her hand and Kyle, it's like, she's like, the floor is lava. Like, his hand is poisoned.
Yeah. But getting back to the White Party, when she went up and gave her speech, too, it was all I. It was not we or the family. It was just I.
Yeah.
And then that Kyle was right there. It's like, well, that's crazy.
It just was like weird. Like, there didn't need to be anything.
I think it was kind of saying, we're telling the world.
Yeah. Well, this is also why I think that the leak of to people. First off, People Magazine is nicknamed Knee Pads. And I don't know if I should explain this thing to you, but knee pads is basically because if you want a story to be leaked, you'll get on your knees to do lewd acts wearing knee pads. Basically, if you want an official story, People Magazine is the place to go. They like people will not print a story that does not have a credible source. So like an Us Weekly or like a National Enquirer that's like, so-and-so has seven babies that they're pregnant with. And you're like, what? Like, this people is credible. Like, you go to people and that is an official breaking news.
Gotcha.
So I am 100% in the theory of someone from Kyle's camp leaked that, whether it was Kyle or Kyle's assistant or Kyle told Faye, who told Allison Dubois, who mediumed it into People Magazine. I don't know.
Maybe.
But anyways, okay. And what did you think about it being at SoFi?
First of all, SoFi is gorgeous. It's a gorgeous stadium, but it's kind of weird. I thought it's kind of a weird place to have it. I guess it's...
What's the discount that SoFi gave? Because I'm like, first off, they tell us that the budget for the party is $400,000.
I know. Like, who paid
that? Who paid for that? They're not paying for that. SoFi had to give them a heavy discount because I'm also like, Kyle would not be like, oh yeah, let me get the Rams dancers and mascot who are not wearing white to the White Party.
Well, she said she got SoFi because she was in that direct TV ad.
Oh, I thought she was just saying she'd been there before.
No.
And that's where she shot the ad.
I thought that's why she got... Well, it is, but I thought that's the connection. That's how she got it.
Oh.
I'm assuming she got it, like, I was assuming she got it for free.
I would assume there was a lot of advertising for it. We spent a lot of time at SoFi this episode.
Yeah.
So I would not be surprised that in the off season they were looking. Look, I was, you know, I had to go to SoFi for work for a corporate thing, and I didn't realize that it was a corporate sponsorship party where they were saying, like, you can pay money to have your ad here. Like, they're the Ramzone that they are constantly selling. Like, that is a big advertisement to be at SoFi.
Yeah, I think we both said too, is like, they're out there on the field, but where are the restrooms?
Yeah.
And they were in heels, and there didn't seem to be like a solid walkway to get back.
Well, what was funny actually is they did this aerial shot, and so they came out from the tunnel, right? And it's like, also I'm like laughing too, I'm like, I've been in that tunnel before. Like, I'm like, I think I'm basically a Beverly Hills housewife here. But I remember because it was an event that they had like the Lombardi trophy out there, but it was in a glass case. So then they're like, do you want a picture with the trophy? And you're like, okay. You're like, do I like put my arm around this trophy case? Like, what do I do? So it's like every photo is like my friend and I just kind of like leaning towards it, like we're the Leaning Tower of Pisa being like, this, you know, whatever. But I'm laughing. So they come out through the tunnel, which I actually think is a cool entrance in the sense of they got driven down to the tunnel, dropped off there, walked through it. But then there's no pathway from that point to the party. But then on the aerial shot, there are two walkways on it's like at the 50-yard line, basically, that I'm wondering if that takes people to the bathroom or if that was just for setup.
I have no idea.
The things that we think about. But okay.
And not everyone get driven down there.
No.
So people with their heels, that's a long way to go.
Not only that, and I'm pretty sure to get in, you actually have to you go up and then you come down.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard to get there.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah,
that,
yeah.
That's, I mean, the party itself was beautiful. Everything was set up. It was great, but
live concert cost $50,000. The white palm trees were $14,000. Kyle on the dance floor was $450 and her integrity. And that's just the price you pay in a day in Beverly Hills. But I thought the party was really cool. But yeah, I agree. Does it have to be a SoFi? Eh.
And then they show the food. They show mac and cheese. Yeah. But it had to be lobster mac and cheese.
You
probably.
Were like, who's catering? And I'm curious who catered it too. Yeah. Was it SoFi catering it, or did they bring in other caterers? I would love, don't you think it would be great to have a Bravo show that does a behind the scenes of these parties? Like, we have so many housewife franchises, and I wish that they would tell us the inner workings and the behind the scenes of setting up a party. Like, what it's like, what the prices are, where we're catering from, whatever it is.
Well, I think that they should have gave us more a look at the white party, who is there. And
yeah, because you're like, was Rinna there? Like, what other guests that we would know who they are?
Faye had to be there.
She did. We saw Faye. Faye walked in. We saw Jeff Lewis. We saw Cynthia Bailey. We saw Denise Richards. Wanted to talk a little bit about their fashion at the party. So we had Crystal in this off-the-shoulder tight dress with almost a puff cloud sleeve. Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
I liked it. I thought she looked cute.
Okay. Sutton, she had these gold and silver rhinestone shoes, and then she had a white cocktail dress, but almost a scarf, white scarf, that piece that sat on her shoulder.
I liked it.
And her sapphire
earrings. Yeah, I thought she looked cute.
I agree. Garcelle had a white silk long dress with feather arms.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
It wasn't for me either. Kyle had a white long fringe dress that she had to be very careful. She had to brush it with a deep V macrame pattern.
I didn't like it.
Didn't like Kyle. For Kyle and Garcelle are on the low end of the spectrum for me for fashion sense.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Dorit is every week. I'm like, what ridiculous thing is Dorit going to wear? But it's still kind of fun. Like, it's just almost bad fashion for the other two.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I was surprised what Kyle wore. She has a banging body for sure now, and she wants to show it off. But some of the ways she's showing off, I'm like, oh.
Well, it's kind of funny because I think her body is so, it is amazing. And I think she just has she has larger breasts. Like, I feel like for all the money she has, she actually is at a size where she probably has to get certain areas tailored more. Just like I have to do with pant, you know, you wear a larger size pant, you have to get it hemmed because it's obviously longer, right? Like, I feel like for Kyle, it would be helpful if she actually got more of her clothes tailored to her body.
Because she does. That's how she wants him to look, Courtney.
Oh. Well, then she's doing a great job. Okay. Okay. So we had Anna Marie. I thought hers was actually the best look. She had like a tube mermaid type lace dress.
Yeah, I liked her dress.
And then Camille was wearing silver sparkle to the white party. Dorit's in a ponytail with these big lacy bows. She's got white pants and a white leather studded jacket and then like crystals all over her eyes.
I liked it. I liked what
it
she
was
had.
Fine. Yeah. And then Denise shows up with white pants and she's got a Givenchy pink varsity jacket.
Yeah, I didn't get the jacket.
Yeah.
Wasn't something to do with Barbie because it was pink or.
But again, it's a white party.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Denise always defying logic. Okay. I thought it was also funny too when like Kyle and the girls make an entrance and like Sutton's like, hello, like Kyle's making an entrance. And like nobody seems to care, you know? What did you think of Erica's comeback performance?
From what we saw, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were ready to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
You were looking up the dates. Why isn't it happening now?
I thought she did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
After 4 years, I give her credit.
Yeah. I mean, look, you're right. She looks great this season. She's having a comeback season. Again, the Vegas residence she should have been now. We're like so far back. It's like when you see these things and it's like May and we're in February, it's like we got to churn these out faster.
That's true. That's true.
Anything else about the white party?
No, I think it was good.
Okay. So the back half of the episode, then the last like 20 minutes was kind of dedicated towards Mo, Kyle and the girls and breaking all this down. So Kyle, well, let me read the finishings for the rest of the people.
Okay.
So Erica, after her residency success, Erica is planning more music, videos, and shows in 2024. Her bet on Blonde is finally playing out. So you still have a chance. Like, she could come back to Vegas.
There you go.
She could also be in Beverly Hills, which would also be a closer drive.
That's true.
Dorit. So PK finally came home from London after 39 days, but the real distance remains between Kyle and Dorit, who haven't spoken since December. But then it's also interesting if Dorit alluding to the split, PK won't change.
They say since December, and again,
this past week they were at a bar mitzvah together.
Who?
Kyle and Dorit dancing in the stories.
Oh, so they get together. But I was going to say during the season, they weren't together that much.
No.
Like they.
I thought it was
like
interesting.
Erica is the one that went to talk to Kyle instead of Dorit. So something happened
There's a fallout somewhere that I'm honestly wondering if it was a PK and Mauricio thing and not necessarily Dorit. And Dorit's like collateral damage from that.
Maybe.
Kyle claims it's what Dorit said over the season, but Dorit doesn't really said anything. Like, is she insulted that she said that Morgan stuck out like a sore thumb in the London dinner?
Maybe.
I'm trying to think of what Dorit really said that was potentially friendship ending or like enough to go down the ladder of where she stands on the rungs of Kyle's friendship. Okay. Anna Marie. So Anna Marie and Crystal have not interacted since the white party. And Anna Marie has retired from giving out medical advice at cocktail parties.
Yeah. Well, Crystal just didn't like her.
Yeah. Well, Crystal's like, you told me you were a doctor. You know, this, again, it wasn't a good season for Anna Marie. I'm curious of the outcome of her status. Crystal. So Crystal is accepting that Jeff lives part-time in Thailand and has a new girlfriend. And Crystal finally admitted to Rob he was right.
Yeah, that's like, that was weak. That whole thing is weak.
Yeah.
Very weak storyline.
I'm like, tell us more. I want more Crystal. Your life is so interesting to me, especially Crystal has a whole company that we never even see on Real Housewives.
Yeah.
She has the coconut water. Okay, Garcelle. So Garcelle is basking in her professional parenting and grandparenting wins, especially the Astra she won for Black Girl Missing.
That's great.
Great.
Yep.
Yep. Sutton. Okay, Sutton's package too, as we watch her fall over at the white party, which gave me flashbacks to Brandy Glanville at the gala one time where she fell down on a stage. But it just made me laugh where she was like, I did not see the stage there. And she's like, Avi, why'd you push me? Like I've said, we could have a spinoff about Sutton and her life.
Yeah.
And like her house manager and the whole thing. Okay. So Sutton continues to grow Sutton Brands while also adjusting to having her son James full time. And she put dating on hold to focus on the new man in her life, Santos.
The horse.
Yes, the horse. Exactly. Okay. So then we flash to 1 month later, you know, that People article comes out on 7/3 about them being separated.
Okay, what always makes me laugh is like when it's like Dorit's like, oh, I hope my phone will start charging so I can see what's going on. And then, you know, Garcelle gets a ping and she's like, oh my God. And they're all acting like the camera's like, the camera, this happened. They also show the date flashes that says July 23rd, 2023. So I'm like, are we filming this 3 weeks later and we're pretending that the article didn't come out on the 3rd? Like, what's happening there, you know?
Yeah, bad acting. That whole part, I thought was actually shouldn't have been. I didn't like how they edited it.
We didn't need the opinions of the other girls because it was very much like, I mean, I wanted to hear that Robin thought Morgan leaked it. I thought that was funny. And Crystal's like, you were in crazy director mode. I'm like, more Rob, more Crystal. You know, but Sutton's confirming the whole thing, right? She's like, she's had problems leading up to this. Like, Kyle was lying to us the entire season. Like, this is so sus.
Yeah.
And Garcelle agrees. And so it's like, okay, we know that. We'll talk about that at the reunion, of course. And that will be a big point of contention. We'll get there. But like, let's just get to the Kyle and Mo of it all. So Kyle tells us she was with Mo and the girls when it came out. I believe they were in Aspen. You know, Mo was focused on who gave the story, where Kyle was focused on the family.
Yeah.
Which is why I think someone from her camp leaked it. And I did feel like it is so sad, the situation. I did feel like a little pain for her when she just was like, the life as I knew it was like over in that moment. And the reason why I also partially think she leaked it too was because she was never going to be strong enough to do it. She almost
I don't agree. Like, why is it that moment that the life she knew was over? If she was breaking up with her husband.
Because she put it out there for the public, which meant it was like real at that point. Mm. Have you ever had something happen or you go through a break or you do something and it's like, you're like, if I just don't say it out loud, maybe it's not real kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think it was so far down the road at that point.
I mean, like, I agree. I mean, the rumors, she was already out with Morgan, like, the rumors were already circulating at that point, but I do think she kind of reached a breaking point where she's like, I got to do, like, I'm not happy. And that's why I think that something happened. People are saying Kathy did it. I mean, obviously Rob thinks Morgan did it, but to me, it just seems like it's someone from Kyle's side, whether it's her or not. And like you said, Erica is the one who comes over to Kyle's.
Yeah, that was weird.
And Erica's like, you know, I want to apologize if I wasn't observant, you know, and Kyle's basically saying there. It's so interesting because here in this convo with Erica, she says there's nothing to observe. We've been dealing with it privately. You know, the hardest part is there isn't one big thing that happened. Obviously, there is, because she then tells us in a confessional later that there was, the trust was broken. She can't get over it. But she's just saying, too, like, I want more for my marriage. I can't get it. You know, there's no cheating. This is really just about me and Mo. You know, Mo likes to pretend everything is okay. I'm like, Kyle, that was you, too. And I think when your friend passed, that you started realizing I need to take control of my life and maybe I don't need to pretend that everything's okay. But I don't think Mo changed. Thoughts on that?
Well, my thought is, as it pertains to Mo, is he is so focused on his business. Mm-hmm. Maybe what you had said prior about that it was fraud, whatnot, that that could be an impact. But I think that Kyle actually supported him when they first got married, you know, and helped him. And then he worked for her brother-in-law. And actually, I think his fame, whatever fame he has right now that he has a TV show, is all because of Kyle.
Totally. Yeah.
And maybe he forgets his roots and forgets who helped him. And Kyle can see that. And he doesn't reciprocate.
And I think part of it, too, is that, like I said, with her friend passed, is so much changed and she changed and he didn't change with her. And he didn't give her the emotional support that she was looking for. And she finally kind of like snapped, where it was like, what am I doing? We've reached the pinnacle. Like, we are so rich right now. We probably have money we'll never spend. And we're living this lifestyle that we can have everything we want and I'm still not happy.
Yeah.
And you keep going for more. What else is there to do? You need to open up 50 more offices. Why? Like, oh, you're opening up in an office in Panama. You have to be there. Like, she's saying this to him and he's like, yep. And she's just, I think in her mind, it's like, and like, the empire is there enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when do you peel it off? And now it's about us. We've done everything we can. Like, Portia's 15. She'll be gone in 3 years. and like it could be just us, and it's not enough for you.
Well, I think she's actually saying too, let's enjoy these 3 years. She's 15. We're going to lose her in 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying that they're empty nesters over. She says, no, we got Portia.
Yeah. The other girls still live at home. Yeah. Like the empty nest is not empty.
Yeah.
In fact. And so, yeah, that's a really good point, you know? And Kyle even says, like, they gather the kids. The kids are all there. You know, Kyle says, like, it's really been more uncomfortable for Mo and I since the article. You know, they kind of make, like, these weird jokes where Mo's like, I'm glad it's you being accused of an affair and not me. She's like, this time. I'm like, okay. You know, the kids felt that the rug was pulled out beneath them. She also tells them, like, we haven't talked about divorce yet.
Yeah, that's great. Well, first of all, hopefully... and I'm sure, because it has to be, that was all for TV.
Yeah. Like, this is like a recorded conversation after the real one, right?
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yes. Like, they're not going to just say, oh, by the way, okay, we got the cameras here. Okay, kids, come down. We're going to talk to have a really serious family discussion.
Don't mind the cameras.
Yeah. Your father and I are being separated. We, you know, it's not divorced yet, but, you know, we'll bring the cameras back when that happens.
Well, it is also true, too, right? Like, Portia, since she was a baby, has been on reality TV. Like, she doesn't know life without the cameras, truthfully.
Because
she was, like,
yeah,
1 or 2 years old. The other three are on Mauricio's show as cast members.
Yeah.
So, like, that whole family is rooted in reality TV. So they, like, also know how to make a scene work.
Yeah.
Like, they know it's in the benefit for them to film these things, to put this out there. Like, they were saying that article went live, and then the next day, Kyle says, I think it was on Watch What Happens Live or the after show. If you guys haven't watched the after show or the Watch What Happens Live from this week, highly recommend. I feel like there was a lot more information given than what was on the episode. But she says, like, the next day after the article came out, then they had to film for Mo's show. So it's like, oh, I wonder what they talked about.
Exactly.
You know, it's like whether they want to admit to it or not, their life is rooted in these shows and sharing their life or being forced to share their life or trying to hide it and getting the viewers upset.
Right. Right.
You know, like, I thought something that was really interesting that Kyle said to Erica was that she was like, you know, Erica's like, you should be proud. It was 27 years. Like, that's success, you know, and it's not a letdown. And Kyle's like, I feel like I'm a letdown right now. Like, complete strangers looked up to us and, like, believed in true love and basically kind of said, if Mauricio and Kyle can't make it, like, who can?
I know.
Which is a lot of pressure to have in this fandom. Like, you don't really think of that as a fan where you're like, oh, my gosh. And then you're like, you're a character. I don't want to think of you as a real life person. I want to think of you as a TV show character I watch. And I can't imagine having that pressure of, like, being the standstill of, like, Bravo couples.
True, but I think she should brush that aside.
Agreed.
It has to be extremely difficult to have 27 years, and I'm sure a lot of those years were a lot of fun.
Look at everything they did together. I mean, half of their marriage was the show.
Yeah, and for them to break up. I mean, yeah, it's anybody that's been married 27 years, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's harder to divorce than stay together. Like, it's a really big decision to separate at that point, because you almost think, what's another 20?
Yeah.
I would assume. I'm not there yet, but, like.
Well, you have to think, too, what's life going to look like at this point? Now we're going into a different stage of our life, you know, a different chapter of our life. We're both in our 50s. We should be thinking of, like, it's just you and me again. We can do different things. Although they probably did different things all the way through, because they had the ability to have nannies. And
well, it's actually kind of crazy, because I think, actually, Kyle and Sutton's life are, like, I feel like Sutton's life is almost a future life for Kyle, in a sense. Like, I'm surprised that they actually don't bond more, because Sutton, rich, had this happen, went through a divorce, is starting over. She's almost like 5 years, 6 years ahead of Kyle, in a sense, where she's like, I'm living for me. I feel like, you know, Sutton's whole thing is, I feel like I lost my independence. She tells her daughter, don't lose your independence. Like, do all these things, but remember who you are. And Kyle's saying, right, I backed up Mauricio for all these years. I was kind of like the behind the scenes for him, where he got to be up front. He got to start the agency. I pushed him. I helped him. I did all these things. And now it's about me. Like, now she's putting herself first. And it's almost like you'd think her and Sutton could bond more over that, as opposed to be so against each other
or Kyle at least is so against Sutton.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree on that.
And I would hope that they could find a friendship better than like where they're at now, because I think that they could actually really, I think a lot of, I think Erica could rely on it. Like, it's actually kind of funny in the sense of like, who's even married on this cast now? Crystal and Dorit.
Yeah.
And exactly. So like Crystal's kind of like the mainstay. And then the rest of them, it's really interesting. This was kind of how it was in New York too. And the Real Housewives of New York, the legacy version, actually, they all were like really good girlfriends and really kind of relied on each other. A lot of them went through divorces on the show. They were single. They understood like all the fame of it all. It's actually, I mean, when they tell us that reality TV is a guilty pleasure, how dare they? It's a lesson in sociology, psychology, geography. We're getting all the fees, okay? Just saying. It's very interesting. Anything else that you want to talk about with this episode? I mean, Kyle's basically, we end the episode. It's also like funny. They're like, oh, they say this. And they're like, Portia starts crying. And like, Mauricio's like, what's wrong, Portia? He's like, oh, I don't know. The dissolution of our family, Dad.
Oh, it's like, so
I don't mean to laugh at it, but it's like, what do you think is wrong? She's sad. You
I don't think that was the way to end the season on one housewife and how they did it. I don't think it was a good ending.
Well, and then, you know, we get the flashback to the love lock in Paris, Portia's birthday, holiday card photo shoot, Kyle returning from a trip, like their Valentine's dinner. And then we get the flash card of Kyle, she's reconciled with Kathy, making everything hunky-dory for Whitney's wedding. Kyle and Mauricio continue to live their lives separately. We get a headline with Kyle with Morgan Wade and a headline with Mauricio with Anita and Lily Pons and Aspen.
Yeah.
Just felt yucky. What do you think? Last thought before we end this, because I want to know, now that Kathy's back in the picture, you feel like Kathy is there, like she's kind of maybe not excited is probably not the right word, but is like glad to be there in the sense that Mauricio's gone.
I think that there's bad blood.
Mm-hmm.
Like we saw that, was it last year in Colorado?
Yep, in Aspen. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I think that there's bad blood. And, you know, obviously he used to work for her husband and now he's a major competitor. Now he's going international. I don't know how big Hilton is actually. So there has to be some animosity there.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that you know, they saw something too. Maybe they saw something that they didn't like in him and Carl always supported him.
Yeah, maybe. You're right. So, I mean, how are you feeling though? Like overall, I know that nothing happened this season, but did you feel like you're still in?
I mean,
overall thought, your final thoughts, D from HB.
D from HB, yes. I think Beverly Hills is a good franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Kyle being the OG, you tune in and you want to see what's going on every year, and every character in there has something that you want to see. So yeah, I will continue to watch it.
Yep.
But I think it's a weaker season. Definitely a weaker season.
Did you like it without Lisa Rinna though?
Yes.
You totally forgot she was even on it. I just saw the look on your face where you're like, who? Wait.
I did. She just took it too far.
Yeah. I do feel like this was a more vulnerable season, whether they gave us 0 or 100. I felt like we at least got 5 from everyone.
I think she thinks she's coming back.
You like, think so?
Yeah, I think that's how she feels. Like she put so much into it, and it's, I'm sure she sees it's a weak season.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah.
I thought it was a good season. I think I felt like it was like every week, like I feel like we got nothing and something all at the same time. I thought seeing Sutton kind of reign supreme was like, for me, I'm like, okay, bring more of Sutton's friends in. Let's get Crystal's friends in. Like there are still rich women in Beverly Hills who want to be on camera.
True. We didn't see that many friends this year.
We did not. We did not. But overall, good season. Not an A, not an F though. I'll still I'm going to give it a B+.
Hmm. B. B.
Okay.
B minus.
Oh, B minus. Like, are we going like a 79.5 and rounding up?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Well, Mom, I want to thank you so much for coming on the pod. Thank you for doing all of your fantastic research.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me and helping me with my research and watching the programs with me. I really love it.
you guys, literally, like, she'd start talking. I'm like, I'd pause it and I'd be like, okay, what would you like to say? And then we'll go back to the show. I'm like, I need two eyes on the screen and two ears listening. But again,
we had fun.
Thank you so much. Love you so much. Love and you until too. Next time, bye, everyone.
Bye.